prohibited, acting in a manner that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal, displaying inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior toward team members and or fellow guests, use of foul, abusive language, or making obscene gestures, wearing obscene or indecent clothing, interfering with balls of play, entering the field of play, or placing, dropping, tossing, or hurling any substance or object onto the playing field or anywhere else in the stadium, biting, taunting, or making threatening gestures. Including the use of electronic cigarettes. Skyrunner Field is a smoke-free and tobacco-free stadium. The use of all tobacco products, including but not limited to cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, e-cigarettes, and vapor mechanisms will be prohibited in all areas of the stadium. Additionally, the majority of the grounds around the stadium will also be designated smoke-free and tobacco-free. Patrons wishing to use tobacco products prior to entering Steinbrenner Field or after leaving Steinbrenner Field will be restricted to designated spaces on the ground outside the stadium. Damaging or attempting to damage the stadium and or its property, possessing or using illegal drugs, obstructing the view of fellow guests with excessive standing, sitting or standing on seat backs, standing on seats, or stepping over or on seats, standing or sitting in the walkways, aisles, or ramps, placing cups or other items on walls and ledges, throwing or kicking objects. For the safety of every guest, all persons specifically consent to and are subject to metal detector and physical tactile inspections prior to entry. Any item or property that could affect the safety of George M. Steinbrenner Field, its occupants, or its property shall not be permitted into the stadium. Any person, its occupant, or its property shall be denied entry. Guests are responsible for their conduct, as well as the conduct of their guests. The Yankees maintain a zero tolerance policy regarding any guest who violates the guest code of conduct. Any guest who does not will be subject to ejection without refund and revocation of season tickets and or future ticket privileges, and may also be in violation of local, state, or federal law, resulting in possible arrest and prosecution. The Yankees strive for a championship team on and off the field, and thank guests in advance for complying with the guest code of conduct. Take pride in George M. Steinbrenner Field and enjoy the event.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to George M. Steinbrenner Field, home to the Ithaca Tigers, since spring home to the New York Yankees. Tonight's game is between the Daytona Tortugas and your Tampa Tarpons. We ask you to direct your attention to the scoreboard for tonight's lineups, which are brought to you by GTE Financial. And now, starting lineups, first with the visiting Daytona Tortugas, managed by Dookie Dawkins. Leading off, the first baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan. Batting second, third base, number 18, Michael Chiano. Batting third, right field, number 7, Jack Rogers. Batting fourth, at second base, number 1, Steven Layton. Batting fifth, catching number 24, Aiden Jones. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 41, Wilfred Castillo. Batting seventh, shortstop, number 3, Nolan Hernandez. Batting 8, from left field, number 2, Luis Chavalier. And batting 9, from center field, number 17, Rafael Franco. Tonight's exhibition for Tortugas is number 5, right-hander, Luis. And now, the starting lineup for your Tampa Tarpons, led by manager number 22, Rachel Balsam. Number 22. Leading off, the first stop, number 5, Alexander Vargas. Number 5, batting second.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside George M. Steinbrenner Field as the Daytona Tortugas make their first trip here to Tampa, Florida since the 2019 season. And today's game between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Tampa Tarpons, one of three Reds and Yankee matchups across baseball today. Reds and Yankees meeting at for today's Major League matchup. Then, of course, you've also got AAA Louisville taking on the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders and AAA baseball. And all the way down here at Single A, we've got the Tarpons and the Tortugas ready to meet for the first time in almost three calendar years. The first meeting between Gookie Dawkins and Rachel Balkovic. Daytona coming off a doubleheader split on Sunday against the Mets, a 4-0 shutout in game one, a combined two-hitter in that ball game from Daytona's pitching staff of Jose Franco, along with Luis May and Javian Sandridge. Game two, Daytona had more great pitching, but the Mets, a two-run fourth inning, ended up coming away with a 2-1 triumph. Tampa has been excellent in the second half. They had their game postponed on Sunday, but enter play today leading the Western Division with a 10-5 record after finishing towards the bottom of the division during the first half. Entering play today, six games under 500 for the year. We won't head to break. We're going to head it right out to our interview from earlier today. We had a chance to sit down with one of the starters coming up later on this week. That is right-hander Kevin Abel, a standout at Oregon State, had a career-high 9 strikeouts in his last start. So without further ado, the right-hander from San Diego, California, Kevin Abel. Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas star young right-handers, that is Kevin Abel. Kevin, you've been in Daytona Beach for about 3-4 weeks or so now. How's your experience been so far in the Florida State League?
It's been pretty good so far. You know, I'm getting adjusted to the weather. Been to Florida and Georgia kind of couple times in my amateur career. Didn't like the humidity then, don't like it now, but it is part of it. It is nice to be with the Tortugas though.
Now, you mentioned the humidity. It's a little bit different and spending some time out in Arizona to start your career, and of course you're a San Diego, California guy out there on the West Coast. A little less humidity out there on the West Coast. How have you tried to adapt to the humidity and the stickiness when you're out there pitching?
Really, it's more just staying hydrated and the sweat, because in Arizona it'll at least evaporate off of you, where here it's gonna stay. So finding a way to manage that, just keep some part of your body dry so you can get a grip on that ball.
You've had a fantastic start to your tenure here in Daytona. In your first start, you struck out a career high 9 batters. You were fantastic last week against the Mets as well. What's been the key for your success so far in your tenure with the Tortugas?
Really just pitch execution, you know, filling up the zone, trusting my stuff. You know, I get a good amount of movement on my pitches, so really it's just putting it where I want and getting those early swings, trying to get some early outs or at least get to two strikes quickly so then I can put them away.
You mentioned the movement on your pitches. How has that developed for you as you've continued to advance in your own career? Obviously, that's something you try and work on, you know, as you're getting
your feet wet with some of those breaking balls and pitches like that. Mm-hmm. How have you found the best way to get that movement on your pitches to throw hitters off?
Really, it's come over time, you know. It starts at a very young age. I started throwing change-ups at a really young age, and so that pitch has always kind of been my baby, and somehow it'll stay with me for the rest of my career. The new one is a cutter. Kind of started working on it in spring training this year. Put it on the shelf for just a little bit until I got back to here, got to Daytona. Reintroduced that, and it's been working pretty well so far.
Who helped create and helped make that cutter what it is at this point? Was there anybody particularly out in Arizona, maybe here in Daytona Beach, that's helped really advance that pitch for you?
Spring training, it was kind of just throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Doing a lot of stuff on my own. Since coming to Daytona, though, Todd has been an amazing help. The guy is incredibly smart, very knowledgeable, especially in pitch design, and just does a great job of communicating, saying things the same way but different ways. I think that's one of the best attributes a coach can have. So that's definitely helped me get things on the right track.
Can be a pro ball player, get a lot of different voices and a lot of different coaches you work with on a day-to-day basis between different locations. How in the brief time you've been here in Daytona Beach to help you continue to work on your craft and get you ready for when, you know, that time in Dayton and beyond is ready for you?
Yeah, it's been great. He does a great job of being just building, putting that confidence in you, and he does a great job of challenging you, giving you some things to challenge yourself for the outing, and it kind of takes your mind off of yourself, really. It puts you more external focus and puts you in that competitive mindset to go after hitters. And
obviously, I had a great career at Oregon State, playing in the 2018 College World Series, winning the College World Series championship with the Beavers out there representing the Pac-12. Played with a lot of really outstanding players in your tenure with the Beavers. What's it like reflecting about your tenure out there in Oregon State, and how has that helped you prepare you for Pro Bowl?
It was a great opportunity. It was a great it was probably the best decision of my life to go to college. I got to play with some really great players like Nick Madrigal, Trevor Larnach, Stephen Kwan, Adley Rutschman, you know, and all those guys are impact players in the big leagues right now, and it's been great to follow them, and it was awesome to learn from them. They really instilled a lot of those character qualities that I think you need to be successful in this game. So it's been nice to learn from them.
There's so much talent on that team, guys that are in the big leagues now, guys that are like you, continuing to work to get to that level at the major league level. What was it like getting to compete and work with these guys on a daily basis back in college, and how much fun has it been following each other's success now that you're all in Pro Bowl?
It was great. It was a little shocking as a freshman, and having all those, you know, all those talented players, but you know, it makes you instantly better. It's been great keeping up with them and watching their success, and it is nice when, you know, you talk to them and they give you that confidence, like, yeah, like you can definitely be up here, like you. So now it's really, you know, it puts more of the confidence in yourself, and, you know, keep that hard work going, and keep that dream alive.
About a year ago now was the 2021 MLB draft. You heard your name called by the Reds in the 7th round. What was that moment like for you when you finally saw your name flash across that screen? And was there anything in particular you did to celebrate and commemorate that moment with friends and family?
It was great. I mean, it's something you dream about as a kid, playing Little League and stuff, just getting drafted and getting that opportunity to not have a real job, to just be a kid for the rest of your life. So it was awesome. I got to spend it with my girlfriend and my parents, and that was just what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be with my tight little family and get to enjoy that and be excited for the next opportunity.
One final question for you, Kevin. One of the new changes in minor league baseball since you've been a part of the minor league chain has been the league-wide off days on Mondays. One day off to just get away from the ballpark, decompress, and, you know, get the energy resituated for the next week ahead. How have you enjoyed the Monday off days during the course of your tenure here in Daytona Beach, and what are some of the things you like to do when you have that downtime?
It's been nice. It's been nice to have that, you know, that one off day to count on. It's really nice when you need to get things done. You have a designated day that you can go get all those things done. But it's been nice doing. I've been trying to play some golf. I picked that up in 2020. Definitely need to catch up to some of the guys on this team. There's some pretty good hitters of the golf ball on this team. So trying to do that. I'd say that's the best part of it. I will say that my favorite rule change, I know this is unprompted, my favorite rule change so far this year has been the ABS like challenge call things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the direction that the big league should go.
What have you liked about that in your tenure here?
I mean, I like that umpires are a part of the game. Framing is a part of the game. It is bad umpires, good umpires. So I think it keeps it human. But, you know, those obvious missed calls, you're able to get them overturned, especially in big situations that can really influence a game. So umpires are going to be right more often than they're wrong. And so if you give yourself those few chances to just help them where they mess up, I think it helps everyone. The umpire doesn't have to feel bad that they may have swung a game one way or the other, and call gets rectified and everybody's happy. Definitely can see it being the way to go in the future.
Some excellent perspective from Kevin Abel. Thanks so much to the talented right-hander for joining us here on the Tortugas Radio Network. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch, Tortugas and Tarpons, coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate. Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to George M. Steinbrenner Field here on this sunny Tuesday night. Justin Rock with you here. Warming up on the mound is the right-hander Zach Messenger. This is the Daytona lineup he'll face, put together by Tortuga skipper Cookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan gets his first start of the year at first base. He'll lead off. Michelle Triana bats second at third. Jack Rogers, right fielder in the three spot. Stephen Layton cleans up at second. Hayden Jones, been red hot lately, bats fifth behind the plate. Wilfred Astudillo will bat sixth as the DH. Ilvin Fernandez bats seventh at shortstop. He homered in game two on Sunday. Luis Chevalier bats eighth in left. And Rafael Franco bats ninth in center. As for the Tampa Tarpons, their lineup put together by their first-year skipper Rachel Balkovic. Leading off at shortstop, Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez, one of the top prospects in baseball, bat second in center. Anthony Garcia cleans up at first. Antonio Gomez behind the plate cleans up. Marcos Cabrera at third base in the five spot. Ben Cowles will bat sixth at second base. Madison Santos, right fielder in the seventh spot. Grant Richardson will bat eighth in left. And Ben Rice rounds out the Tampa order, hitting ninth as the DH. On the mound for Tampa tonight, it is the right-hander Zach Messenger, 6'6". 225 pounds, will turn 23 in October from Chandler, Indiana. 13th round pick of the Yankees last year. It'll be Austin Callahan to lead off for Daytona in the top of the first inning. Callahan hitting 250 with the Tortugas in 23 games, 7 doubles, a homer, and 10 RBIs. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Messenger ready, Callahan ready. Our windup in the first pitch of the ballgame is a fastball outside, and we're underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Messenger working from the first base side of the mound, making his 22nd appearance and 7th start as Callahan takes strikes. Messenger 0-5, a 4.46 ERA, 2 saves out of the bullpen this year. 37 hits and 40 in a third innings, 24 walks and 55 strikeouts, the 2-0. And Callahan takes low again. It is 3 balls and no strikes. Callahan hitless in the second game of that doubleheader on Sunday against the Mets. Was 6 for 21 in that series, the 3-0. And he takes outside ball 4 and 4 pitches. And Daytona has the game's first base runner. So Callahan works a leadoff walk to start the night. Brings up the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana, lefty batter, hitting at 221 in 64 games. 17 extra base hits, 5 homers, and 28 RBIs. That leads the team. Righty's first pitch, again outside for ball 1. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate with the ABS system. It is Connor McKenna with Christian Argueza on the bases. Messenger, the 1-0. And Triana takes a knee-high strike. There is the first of the ball game. It is 1-1. Messenger, opponent's hitting 243 off him entering play today. Appearing for the first time in over a week as Triana reaches for that pitch down and comes up empty. It is 1-2. Messenger, first appearance since a week ago Sunday on July the 3rd in Bradenton. Took the loss in that ball game, gave up 4 runs in 3 2/3 innings. The righties 1-2, and Triana flies one in the air left field. Running in is Richardson. He'll make the catch over his shoulder. Bluffs a throw behind Callahan at first, and Triana retired for the game's first out. One away for the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers hitting at 268 in Daytona. This is 40th game. 18 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 21 RBIs. Take a look at this first pitch. Messenger's first offering. Breaking ball across for a strike. And the count 0-1. Left to right in the outfield for Balkovic's Tarpons. Grant Richardson, Jason Dominguez, and Madison Santos. The righty sets down by his waist. The 0-1 of the lefty. And Rogers early on the off speed. It is quickly 0-2. Third and first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Alexander Vargas, Ben Cowles, and Anthony Garcia, with Antonio Gomez doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2 in the dirt, blocked nicely by Gomez. Callahan stays put at first base. It's 1-2. Messenger, out of the University of Virginia, did not start a whole lot in his college career. As Rogers fouls this one off the screen, it stays 1-2. Had just 4 starts as a third-year player for the Cavaliers last year. Pitched 24 times out of the bullpen. Teammate, future game participant, and former Tortuga Andrew Abbott. 1-2, runner goes. Pitches up and away from his knees. The throw down by Gomez in time to get Callahan for the second out. It's ball 2 on Rogers, but a caught stealing at 2-6 for the game's second out. Gomez, a fantastic arm, and you read some scouting reports on him. Some have his arm listed as an 80 on the 20 to 80 scouting scale. It's about as high as you can get. 2-2 on Rogers. Messenger offers, and he strikes him out swinging. Breaking pitch inside, and Messenger works around the four-pitch walk to start the night. Faces the minimum in thanks to the caught stealing. At the end of a half, it's Daytona nothing. Here come the Tarpons on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Another quick look at the Tarpons starting lineup. Vargas, Dominguez, and Garcia, the top of the order. Gomez, Cabrera, Cowles make up 4, 5, and 6. Madison Santos, Richardson, and Rice round out the Yankees affiliates order here today. Julian Aguiar gets the start for Daytona tonight. 6 feet tall, 188 pounds, 21 years old from Long Beach, California. Was the Reds' 12th round pick last year out of Cypress Junior College in the Golden State. Aguiar making his 16th appearance and 10th start of the year. Is 6-5, those six wins tied for the Florida State League lead. Alexander Vargas to lead off against him, and the first pitch from Aguiar hit in the air to deep right. Back into his right. Rogers looking up, and that one is gone. Alexander Vargas sends one out behind the Fanatic signage off by the Seminole Hard Rock Cabanas. His fifth home run of the year, 25th RBI, and one pitch into the bottom of the first inning. Tampa has a 1-0 lead. 104 miles an hour off the bat, 407 feet out to right center field. And Aguiar charged with just, well, actually the ninth home run he's allowed this season. Jason Dominguez, the batter, and the switch hitter batting lefty takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Dominguez hitting at 262 in 72 games. 27 extra base hits as this foul to the padded wall behind the plate. It's 0-2. 9 homers, 35 RBIs. Aguiar, as we said, 6-5 on the year. A 339 ERA as Dominguez takes high. It's a ball at two strikes. 52 hits in 58 and a third innings coming into play today. 13 walks, 65 strikeouts. And then an 11-plus inning scoreless streak for Aguiar on that home run as he bounces back to strike out Dominguez with the high fastball. 95 up in the zone, and Aguiar picks up his first K, one away in the first for the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Garcia, another switch hitter for Tampa, hitting a buck 95 in 70 games. 43 for 221 from the left-hand side out in front of the off-speed. It is 0-1. 17 extra base hits for Garcia, 11 of those home runs, and 33 RBIs. Aguiar, the 0-1. That pitch misses outside. It is one ball and one strike. Defensive alignment behind Julian today. Left to right in the outfield, Luis Chevalier, Rafael Franco, and Jack Rogers. First, the 1-1. Breaking ball does not bend enough to find the outside corner. It's 2-1. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, and Leighton and Austin Callahan, with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. The 2-1. And Garcia takes an off-speed pitch for a called strike. It is 2-2. Changeup that time from Aguiar. Julian straddles the mound. Both heels on the rubber, the 2-2. And Garcia takes outside. It's a full count. Garcia among the league leaders in several categories. Third in the league in on-base percentage. Tied for fourth in the league in home runs and has four more walks than anyone else in the circuit entering play here on Tuesday. The payoff pitch outside, ball four. And Garcia adds to that league-high total. 64th walk earned this season for Anthony Garcia. And Tampa with one on and one out for the catcher Antonio Gomez. Gomez, righty batter, hitting at 225 in 49 games. Eight extra base hits, three homers, and 20 RBIs. Shadows creeping in here in Tampa from the third base side, covering almost the entire left-hand side of the infield as Gomez looks at a called strike. It is 0-1. Gomez, been on a tear recently for Tampa, has hits in nine of his last 10 games, dating back to the 22nd of June, hitting 353 in that span. And he hits Gomez with a breaking ball. Try to find a front door spinner, but ends up drilling at Gomez on the thigh with a curveball. And the Tarpons have two on and one out for the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera hitting a .198 in 69 games, 54 .252. Does have 21 extra base hits. Tied with Garcia for the team lead with 11 home runs and 30 RBIs. As a pitch clock violation called on Cabrera was not set in the box before the 9-second count reached. So Aguiar quickly ahead 0-1 without throwing a pitch in the at-bat. Gomez at first, one in and one out in the home first. Righty ready at the belt. Now the pitch. And that sweeps outside. It is one ball and one strike. Aguiar pitched out of the bullpen back on Wednesday night against the Mets. Was outstanding, four shutout innings. Three hits, no walks, four Ks. Picked up the win as is fouled over the netting. And back towards the concourse, it is one ball and two strikes. Aguiar had gone 11 and a third scoreless before giving that home run up to Vargas on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Two on, one out. The 1-2 runner breaks towards third. Jones's throw down, the tag by Triana in time to get him. Gomez did not trail on the back end towards second. So a big caught stealing, 2-2 the count on Cabrera. But Garcia thrown out 2-5, and there are two out in the frame. Daytona has been so good at limiting the damage on the base paths this year. And Hayden Jones guns down another runner. So Garcia caught stealing for the fourth time in 23 tries. Now a man at first, two out. And Aguiar's 2-2. Anthony's got him looking, strike three. Perfectly placed, down and away. And Aguiar gets out of further trouble in the first. But the Tarpons pick up a run on the Vargas home run and leave a man on board at the end of one. Tampa leads 1-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblelegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. top of the second inning, Tampa a 1-0 lead here in the opening game of this road trip. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Daytona will bring the heart of their order up to the plate in the second. Sent the minimum in the first after the leadoff walk and caught stealing. Steven Layton, righty swinging second baseman to first face messenger in the frame. Righty against righty, and the first pitch of the inning is a called strike. It is 0-1. Fastball at 92 that time for Messenger. Layton hitting at 247 in 43 games entering tonight, the 0-1. Layton takes down. It is 1-1. 19 extra base hits for Layton. 6 homers, 21 RBIs. Messenger stands tall from the middle of the rubber, the 1-1. And Layton chases the breaking ball. Slider down. It is 1-2. Tampa tonight wearing the home white uniforms. Tarpons across. Navy pinstripes on those home whites like the Yankees. 1-2. Layton reaches and lines one to left. Coming on is Richardson. Will have to play it on a bounce. Steven Layton picks up Daytona's first base hit. Second time in as many innings they have put the leadoff man aboard. One on and nobody out for the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones had a pinch hit single in the seventh on Sunday in game two against the Mets. Jones hitting 235 in 44 games this year. 12 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 18 runs batted in. As Messenger's breaking ball outside, it is 1-1 and no strikes. Navy numerals on the back of those white pinstriped home uniforms with a powder blue border. Navy pinstriped home white pants all the way down to the ankles for Messenger. The 1-0. Jones thought about it, but the breaking ball bounces off the plate. It is 2-2 and no strikes. Messenger, silver and white Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill. That silver tarpon logo on front of that cap. As a throwback to first, and Layton dives in safely. Sun shining here in Tampa on this Tuesday night. 91 degrees right now, according to WeatherBug. The 2-0. And Jones takes low. It is 3-0. Real feel right now. You're on the West Coast, about 102. 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts, though, to the east-southeast. American flag in left center blowing out to right as Jones takes the 3-0 for a called strike. It's 3-1. Layton doesn't run a whole lot. He takes his lead off of first. The 4. So a single and a walk. And Daytona with 2 on and nobody out. Here to start the second inning. Now it is the DH, La Tortuguita, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo had a base hit in game one on Sunday. Entering play today, hitting at 237 in 30 games. 7 doubles, no homers, 12 RBIs. It's time called in home plate. Astudillo been one of Daytona's best hitters this year. With runners in scoring position, entering play today, hitting 393. 11 for 28 with 4 of his 7 doubles. Layton at second, Jones at first, and the first pitch of the switch hitter, batting left-handed, is low for 1-1. Messenger did not pitch in the organization after being drafted last season. The 1-0, Astudillo tries to check his swing but couldn't. says the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. And it's one ball and one strike. A lot like Javi Rivera, who may throw in relief of Aguiar here tonight for Daytona. 1-1. Astudillo takes low. And it's two balls and one strike. Went with the sinking fastball. Messenger, as we said, only made a grand total of 11 starts in his college career. Helped lead the Cavaliers to the College World Series last season. The 2-1. And Astudillo, a big bouncing ball foul. Wide of the first base coach's box. It is two balls and two strikes. It's been an up-and-down season. Outings have not gone well. 0-3 in those five games. 11 earned runs in 15 innings. More walks than strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch. Astudillo fouls it off the catcher. And he'll stay alive. Messenger been much better in his own confines this season. A 2.04 ERA in 9 appearances at home. ERA about 4 runs higher away here from GMS. The 2-2 got him to chase for strike 3. A rare strikeout of Wilfred Astudillo. Chased the fastball down and away. Great downward movement at 95. And Messenger has his second strikeout, one away in the inning. Brings up the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. Fernandez had one of Daytona's two hits in Game 2 on Sunday. That was his first home run of the year. Solo shot in the third inning, hitting a .176 in 24 games. Righty against righty, and Fernandez takes down and in for ball one. Fernandez, 12 for 68 at the plate. A double, a homer, and three RBIs. Right arm dangling at Messenger's side as he gets the sign. A look towards second, the 1-0. And Fernandez takes a called strike. 94-mile-an-hour heat away. It is 1-1. Little mentions here at George M. Steinbrenner Field for those who have never been. The 1-1, and Fernandez hits a high pop. Back behind the plate into the upper level of the seating bowl. It is 1-2. 3-18 down the left field line here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. About 4-05 out to straightaway center. And 3-14 down the line in right. As Fernandez swings and hits one in the air to center. Waiting now, drifting back into his right is Dominguez. He'll make the catch in the sunlight. And Fernandez retired for the second out. Two on, two out in the second inning. Brings up the switch hitting left fielder, Luis Chevalier. Chevalier pinch hit in the seventh inning on Sunday, flied out. Just 2 for 20 in 11 games with Daytona. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Has walked 5 times. Has reached base quite a bit in his Daytona tenure, but still looking for more success with the Lumber. And the first pitch he sees today down and away for ball one. Chevalier acquired by the Reds from the Mariners back in late May, early June as the player to be named later. And the deal that sent right-hander Riley O'Brien to the Pacific Northwest. The 1-0. And Chevalier takes outside. Count 2 balls and no strikes. Lights have flickered on here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. But no effect just yet. As the sun still illuminating most of the outfield and the area behind first and second base. Third base, shortstop. Home plate in the shadows, a little cutout for sunshine by the pitcher's mound at the moment. 2-0. That one goes 5-hole on the catcher, Gomez, and everyone's going to move up. To third goes Layton. On to second is Hayden Jones. And Daytona with second and third and two out. And a 3-0 count on their left fielder, light-hitting Rafael Franco, waiting on deck. Put that one down as a wild pitch, and indeed it was. So 3-0 on Chevalier. Infield back everywhere but third base. The 3-0 pitch, and Luis takes outside for ball four. So Chevalier is aboard yet again. And Daytona has him loaded with two outs thanks to a single and a couple walks for the center fielder, Rafael Franco. Umpires meeting about a quarter. Well, the Tarpons pitching coach, Grayson Crawford, out of the first base dugout to have a chat with the right-hander Messenger up at 23 pitches here in this second inning. Rafael Franco will be the batter for Daytona. Just 1-for-11 in four games with the club this year. No extra base hits. No RBIs. Grayson Crawford was never a pro ball player, at least according to Baseball Reference. Well, we've seen more and more coaches come from different backgrounds. He's a former assistant at Murray State, Louisiana Monroe, Austin Peay, and Lipscomb. Now with the Yankees organization, as Rafael Franco takes the slider low for ball one. Franco hitless in game two on Sunday against the Mets. 1-0. Franco takes inside. And he's quickly ahead 2-0. Franco 0-for-5, three strikeouts in that series against the Mets, just 1-for-19 offensively between the Complex League and Daytona this year, 2-0. And Franco takes low again for ball three, and now Messenger in danger of walking in the tying run. Top of the lineup in Austin Callahan in the wings on deck. Layton at third, Jones at second, Chevalier at first. The 3-0, and Franco takes low for ball four. A bases-loaded walk to the Tortugas center fielder, his first RBI of the year, and Daytona ties the game at one. So, another walk issued by Messenger. That is the fourth he has allowed already today. And now the inning continues for the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Walked and was caught stealing in the first. And Messenger snaps Uncle Charlie in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Callahan, a base hit in 12 of his last 14 games entering play today. 14-for-50 in that span. That's a .280 average. 0-1. Callahan, a hard ground ball. Past the diving glove of Cowles to his right, a base hit. One run scores. They're going to send Chevalier around. The throw sails over the head of the catcher and all the way to the backstop where it's backed up there by Messenger. It's a two-run single for Austin Callahan. And Daytona takes a 3-1 second inning lead. RBIs 11 and 12 for Callahan. He'll take second on the throw to the plate. And Daytona a three-run inning to take the advantage. 96 miles an hour off the bat. Going to third on the play, Franco taking second on the throw, Jones. Or rather, Callahan. And now the eighth batter of the inning in Michelle Triana. Flied out to left against Messenger in the first. And he takes a strike on the outside, half at 93. It's 0-1. Messenger now up at 30 pitches in the inning. Wonder if he'll go any further than Triana if this inning continues. The 0-1. Now one in the dirt. Blocked by Gomez with his knees. It is one ball and one strike. Tortugas three runs in on two hits and three walks in. The 1-1. And that snaps in there for a strike. Another curve for Messenger. It is 1-2. Jack Rogers would be the ninth man to bat in the inning. He is on deck. Set at the belt, the 1-2 to Triana. And a swing and a miss got him strike three. Dialed up 94 on the fastball down. Third strikeout of the night for Messenger. Strands a couple in scoring position. But Daytona strikes for three runs on two hits. And two men left at the end of one and a half. 3-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% shell shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning. Tortugas a 3-1 lead here against Tampa. Julian Aguiar back to work. 6, 7, and 8 in the Tarpons order due up. And Ben Cowles looks at a called strike. It is 0-1. Righty's 0-1. And Cowles out in front of the breaking ball. Uncle Charlie there from Aguiar. It's 0-2. Cowles hitting at 269 in 51 games. 19 extra base hits, 7 homers, 27 RBIs. The righty's 0-2, and Cowles takes outside and low. It is 1-2. Daytona this afternoon wearing the road gray unis. Daytona arched across the chest in dark green. Here's the 1-2. At the letters, strike three called. Fastball up in the zone at 95. And Cowles down on strikes. Third punch out this evening for Aguiar. One away in the second for Madison Santos. Santos, left-handed batter, hitting at 204. 28 for 137. 9 extra base knocks, 4 homers, and 17 ribbies. Third baseman Triana well off the line and in. And Santos attacks the first pitch and fouls it out of play to the left. It's 0-1. Tortugas, dark green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of that gray jersey. The 0-1, up and away. Try to change up that slip. It is 1-1. Gray pants for Aguiar all the way down to his ankles. Black and white Nike cleats buried into the field mound. Is that down and away? Count 2-1. Green cap, green bill for Daytona. White block, D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. 2-1 pitch. Second, charging in on it is Layton. Quick transfer and throw to first in time to get the speedy Santos for the second out. Two away brings up the left fielder, Grant Richardson. Richardson out of Indiana. Was Florida State League Player of the Week a couple of weeks back, hitting 250 in 53 games. Lefty batter. Aguiar the wind, his first pitch. And Richardson thought about it, but takes a strike in her half at 95. It's 0-1. Richardson, 17 extra base hits, 6 homers, 32 batted in. Righty offers, and Aguiar misses low. It is 1-1. Solid crowd on hand here on a Tuesday night in Tampa. Just across the street from Raymond James Stadium, the home of the Buccaneers. And Richardson fouls it away. It's 1-2. Gorgeous, cavernous ballpark. First time Tortugas have been here since July of 2019. And somehow it feels like this ballpark has gotten bigger in that short period of time. 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Change up in the zone, and Richardson could not wake back. Aguiar retires the side in order in the second on 12 pitches. He's punched out 4 through 2. 2 innings in the books. Daytona a 3-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to minor. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona a 3-1 lead, opening game of this series against the Tarpons. Jack Rogers, Stephen Layton, Hayden Jones. Three scheduled to bat against the righty Zach Messenger out for his third inning of work. And the first pitch he throws to Jack hits the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Rogers struck out his first time. 0-1 tonight. Wind the 0-1. And Rogers fouls it off the hands. It is quickly 0-2. Rogers just 3-for-17 in that series against the Mets. Did have a double, a homer, and 3 RBIs. And one of those three hits, a 100-plus mile-an-hour single to right field off Jacob DeGrom. The 0-2, Rogers late on that fastball. Fouls it back. It is still 0-2. Rogers out of Spring, Texas. Reds' ninth-round pick last year. Here's the 0-2. And that's a foul ball. Tapped behind the plate. It stays at no balls and two strikes. Was a super interesting story that came out probably about an hour and a half, maybe less. Here's strikes out. Curveball down. And Messenger picks up his fourth strikeout. First time tonight he's retired the leadoff man. Brings up the second baseman, Stephen Layton, singled and scored last inning. But Jason Stark of The Athletic with a story coming out right around 5 o'clock today about rule changes that are going to happen in less than 2 weeks in this league. That inside for ball one, it is 1-0. And it will impact the shifts orchestrated in the FSL as Layton goes fishing for the slider. Comes up empty. It is 1-1. starting on July 22nd. So after this series completes and that four-day All-Star break, when the Tortugas return home on July 22nd and take on the Cardinals, the new rules will be in effect as Layton takes a strike. It is 1-2. There will be chalk lines not only up along the first and third base lines, but behind second base as well. A 1-2 pitch, and Layton fouls it to the mesh netting. We'll do it again. The lines will be shaped, as Jason Stark put it, like a slice of pie. The goal, they say, of this is to try and bring back what Stark referred to as a once-beloved but fast-fading relic of baseball's past. As Layton takes low, it is 2-2. And that is the single up the middle. So this year in the FSL and in a couple other minor leagues, they inputted the shift rule that said you had to have two infielders on either side of second base. 2-2 pitch, and Layton fouls it towards the back of the seating bowl. It stays at two balls and two strikes. Teams were given notice earlier today, and part of the reason, in effect, is that there is no real difference in the results in the shift rule they put in to start the year. Is that one low? It's a full count. Righty offers, and Layton hits one hard, but foul over by the camera well to the left of Daytona's dugout. We'll do it again. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Bases empty, one out, top of the third. Daytona a 3-1 lead. Three-two pitch, and Layton hits a high pop fly into left. In and towards the line to his right, Richardson now backpedaling back into his left. And he'll make the play in the shadows for the second out.
The catcher,
now it's Hayden Jones, walked and scored last inning. So part of what will happen here, there will be two chalk lines from either corner, the third base corner and the first base corner of second base, all the way to the lip of the outfield grass. And no infielder could stand inside that chalk line, what Stark used to describe it as an analogy, as Jones fouls it out of play, it's 0-1. Sort of like an offside or neutral zone that you have in football or soccer. A certain area you can't go in that can result in an infraction. That down and away, it is 1-1. So no more infielders on the outfield grass. Two infielders on either side of second base. And left-handed hitters won't have three infielders on the right side of the infield. 1-2 pitch, down and away, 2-1. But the exact words that Stark used to describe what this is about. 2-1, down and in, it is three balls and one strike, he said. In an attempt to create, baseball is about to draw a giant pie-sliced shaped chalk line in the infield dirt. Will run diagonally in each direction from the far tip of the second base bag to the edge of the outfield grass where the second baseman and shortstop traditionally stand as Jones takes low for ball four. Fifth walk earned by Daytona hitters tonight, second one drawn by Jones. And the inning continues with two out for Wilford Astudillo. Struck out his first time, he is 0 for 1. With the way the rules are currently, the shortstop or second baseman can basically still play directly up the middle. Just have to be basically a millimeter to either side of the bag as this one line into right center field, a base hit. Jones round second. He's on his way to third. The throw by Dominguez, short cut off. Throw back to first base, not in time. Wilford Astudillo with a two-out base hit. And Daytona with runners at the corners for the shortstop, Elvin Fernandez. Dominguez, a great arm in center, came up throwing. But the toss a little bit short. And now it is Elvin Fernandez, flied out to center his first time. This rule will also impact how deep the infielders play. Ronnie offers that pitch outside of Fernandez. It is ball one. This new rule will force infielders to play about 20 feet or more shallow than many of them play now. 1-0. Fernandez takes outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Stark says the deeper an infielder would position themselves with this new rule would push them further to the left or right of the second base bat. As Fernandez, a violation of the rule would be playing inside the chalk lines, and the team at bat would get to choose one of the following, either the outcome of the pitch, the outcome of the play, or an automatic ball. Runners at the corners, two out, and Fernandez a ground ball to third. To his left is Cabrera, throw on a second for the force, and the side retired here in the top of the third. We'll pick up that story in the bottom half of the inning. Daytona, no runs, a hit, two left at the end of 1.5, or rather 2.5. 3-1 Daytona on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Julian Aguiar back to work. Bottom of the third inning. Daytona a 3-1 lead, 9-1-2. Set to bat for the Tarpons in the inning. Ben Rice, DH, will lead off. Aguiar's first pitch, and Rice swings and pops it in the air. Third base side, Triana back into his right by the tarp. This one out of his reach and out of play. And the count is 0-1. Rice, lefty batter, hitting 254 in 25 games. Four doubles, two homers, 11 RBIs. Talking about that rule change that's coming to the FSL by the end of the month. It was announced earlier today is that inside 1-1. The chalk lines from either end of second base all the way to the lip of the outfield grass. July 22nd through the rest of the season. As there's a fastball up and in. Called strike, it's 1-2. As we said, if anyone violates this rule, the hitting team will get one of three options, either the outcome of the pitch, the outcome of the play, or an automatic ball, sort of like a baseball offsides call. 1-2 pitch, that sails high. It is even, two balls and two strikes. Or a neutral zone in football, restricted area in basketball, an area that limits defenders as Gookie Dawkins has come out of the third base dugout and have a conversation with the home plate umpire Connor McKenna not exactly sure what this is about. Rachel Balkovic, the Tarpons manager, has come down from her post at the first base side. Dawkins has finished the conversation, and now McKenna and Argueza talking with Balkovic. Now Austin Callahan is heading towards the third base dugout. Must be something on Callahan's glove. Just handed off his mitt. That's what a... Could that really be it? Austin Callahan is grabbing a belt and putting a belt on over by the third base dugout. Didn't think not having a belt would stop play, but you learn something new every day. So the old school belt delay here in the bottom of the third inning. Boy, the base is empty, nobody out, and a 2-2 count. Callahan has his belt situated and now heads back to his position at first base. Two-two pitch now from Aguiar, and Rice strikes out swinging. Snapdragon down, and Aguiar picks up his fifth strikeout through his first trip against the Daytona, or rather through the Tampa order. One away in the inning for Alexander Vargas, led off the ball game for the Tarpons with a home run to right center field. But a large part of this, as we said last half inning, has to do with the single up the middle. As Vargas takes a called strike, it's 0-1. That's something Rob Manfred, the commissioner, has talked about. And something that Jason Stark said every hitter on earth misses way more than Manfred. As Vargas, a heavy swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Said 50 years ago when Pete Rose would hit a three-hopper up the middle, nobody was standing there, would go for a base hit. These days, if Pete Alonso, Aaron Judge, or Joey Votto does the same thing, as this fouled off in the box, there's almost always somebody standing up the middle to field the baseball. O-2 pitch. Vargas sends this one towards the third base seats. We'll do it again. Concept that started this year was two infielders on either side of second base. But that experimentation has been unfruitful because for a left-handed hitter, the second baseman stand about 3 inches to the left of second base. Swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball down. Aguiar gets another strikeout. Throw down to first base by Jones completes the K. Six Ks for Aguiar already tonight. One shy of matching his career high. And the bases are empty with two down for the center fielder, Jason Dominguez. Righty offers. And the switch hitter takes inside for ball one. Apparently, one of the interesting things in the piece was they had talked about the shift with former major leaguer and the Rays' double-A manager, Morgan Ensberg. As Dominguez takes a strike, it's 1-1. When he saw the two infielders on either side of second base, if he saw more ground ball singles, and he said, no, not at all. As Dominguez fouls it back, it's 1-2. Said because defensive positioning is so precise these days, it can still set the second baseman up in the spot where the lefty hits most of their ground balls. Shortstop could still stand close to second base. Reverse it for righty hitters. 1-2. Dominguez a laser beam over the leaping glove of Fernandez in a left center for a base hit. Second hit of the night for Tampa, and Jason Dominguez is aboard with a two-out single. Ends the streak of six in a row retired by Aguiar. A 105-mile-an-hour single for the Martian brings up the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Walked in, was caught stealing third in the first. But Ensberg said, was on each side. By the way, keep this in mind, that he said this back in February, 5 months ago. Righty against the lefty swinger, and Garcia takes inside for ball one. He said you'd actually have to say the second baseman and shortstop can't be within 10 or 15 feet of the bag, and it would have to be like a pie slice up the middle where no infielders are allowed, and that's exactly what Major League Baseball is implementing in the FSL starting at the end of next week as Garcia takes a strike. It is 1-1. Now, whether or not this will go straight up to the major leagues is to be determined. Likely will need more eyes on it than just half a season in the minors. As Garcia fouls it to the screen, it is 1-2. But apparently baseball and the competition committee will watch this league very closely starting from next Friday till the end of the season to see if the concept makes an impact and also to make sure there aren't any counterproductive unintended consequences. As Garcia takes high, it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 on, 2 out, bottom of the third. Daytona a 3-1 lead here in Tampa. The competition committee could also recommend expanding the experiment to other minor leagues or even abandoning it completely or bringing it straight up to the majors. 2-2, runner goes. Swing and a miss. Got him. Julian Aguiar strikes out the side in the third. He has struck out a career-high 7 through 3 against Tampa tonight. No runs, 1 hit. And 1 man left at the end of 3. Daytona still in front 3-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jack Knight home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bullpen for Tampa as he moved to the top half of the fourth inning. Zach Messenger is out. Ryan Anderson, new arm in the game for the Tarpons. Left-hander will square off against 8-9-1 in the Daytona order. Anderson, 6'6", 205 pounds, will turn 24 in September from Reno, Nevada. Chevalier will switch over, bat right-handed against the southpaw. Chevalier walked his first time, and he came around to score as he takes high for ball one. Numbers for Anderson, making his 21st appearance, 2-4, a 2.63 ERA. The lefty's 1-0, hangs high. It is 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson, 30 hits in 37 and two-thirds innings, 12 walks, 37 strikeouts. Lefty works from the first base side. Here's his 2-0. And Chevalier out in front. Anderson pitching for Tampa for the first time since Sunday, July the 3rd. Did not pitch at all in that Fort Myers series. As Chevalier takes a strike high and tight. It is 2-2. Anderson did not allow a hit in 2 1/3 innings in Bradenton, did give up a run, hit 2 batters and struck out 2. 2-2. Chevalier a high pop behind the plate. This one will land a few rows in front of us. It is 2-2 still. Final line for Tampa's starter, Zach Messenger, goes three innings. Three runs all earned on three hits, walk five, struck out four. Charge of the wild pitch, 71 pitches, 38 strikes as Chevalier strikes out swinging. Back foot slider, and Anderson picks up a strikeout to begin his night of relief. One away, brings up the nine-hitter Rafael Franco, bases loaded walk to bring in a run his last time up. Anderson, 12th round pick of the Yankees in 2019 out of Nevada. As that one up and away, Franco takes it. It is one ball and no strikes. Fastball, slider, changeup as Franco hits one in the air left center field. Back into his left, Richardson at the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one get out of here. Rafael Franco, his first home run as a Daytona Tortuga. And Daytona takes a 4-1 fourth inning lead. He picked up his first RBI in his first plate appearance, his second in his second plate appearance, and Daytona has opened up a three-run fourth inning advantage. One point eight off the bat. No listed distance at the moment according to the Hawkeye technology. But Rafael Franco, a home run, his first since the tail end of last year in the Arizona Complex League as Austin Callahan takes high for ball one. And now he takes high again, 2-0. Callahan a walk and a two-run single tonight. He is 1-for-1. Lefties 2-0, and Callahan takes up and in. It is three balls and no strikes. But Anderson, fastball, changeup, slider. According to the PitchFX and Hawkeye Technologies, heavy sinking action with his fastball. It's a lot of ground balls with a changeup. Short glove side cut with the slider. 3-0, outside ball four, and Callahan is on base again. Third time Austin has reached base tonight. And his first start of the year in the leadoff position. Brings up the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana fly ball to left in a strikeout tonight. And Anderson's first pitch slider comes across the top of the zone. It is 0-1. Lefty's 0-1, and Triana swings through the fastball up at 90. It is quickly 0-2. Major League Baseball made an announcement earlier today. Some roster spots filled for the All-Star game coming up next week in L.A. The 0-2 pitch, and Triana strikes out swinging. Three pitches, three strikes, and a K. Anderson gets him on the slider. Second strikeout tonight for the southpaw brings up the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers has struck out twice tonight, 0-2. But the Red Sox, J.D. Martinez, the Marlins, Garrett Cooper, and the Giants, Carlos Rodon, have all been named to the All-Star game as replacements. As Rogers fouls it aside, it's 0-1. Martinez replacing the Astros, Yordan Alvarez, the third Red Sox on the roster alongside Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. Tanner Cooper. It'd be awesome if Tanner Cooper was in the All-Star game. Garrett Cooper is in the All-Star game. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Gomez, and unable to hold on to the ball on the tag is the shortstop Vargas. Safely sliding in there is Austin Callahan with his second stolen base. And he's in scoring position with two outs and a 1-1 count. But Garrett Cooper, former Brevard County Manatee in this league, part of the first pro team I ever worked for, will fill in for the reigning NL MVP, Bryce Harper. Cooper, the third Marlin named to the All-Star game, joining Sandy Alcantara and Jazz Chisholm, while Carlos Rodon was one of the more notable snubs on Sunday. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball down and away, 2-1. Man at second, two out. Top of the fourth, they lead 4-1. Rodon will make his second All-Star appearance, replacing the Brewers' Josh Hader, who has family responsibilities. J.D. Martinez, his fifth All-Star game, the first for Garrett Cooper. 2-1. Outside ball three. Always cool seeing those guys named for their first ever All-Star game. Doesn't matter which way it comes. One of those moments you know players won't forget. Callahan at second with two outs. Anderson's 3-1. And Rogers laid on the fastball down at 89. It's a full count. Payoff pitch coming from Anderson. And Rogers a line drive into left field, a base hit. They're going to wave Callahan around from third. The throw in from Richardson all the way to the plate, but up the first base line and not in time. It's an RBI single for Jack Rogers. His 22nd RBI with Daytona. And the Tortugas take a 5-1 fourth inning lead. Rogers struck it well into the hole in between second, or rather third and short. A strong throw in from left. But could not get the hustling Callahan, who came around to score. Runner goes again. Pitch down and in. Gets away from the catcher Gomez all the way to the backstop. Picked up along the warning track. Rogers will stay put at second base. So ball one to Stephen Layton. Jack Rogers collects the stolen bag. That's his third. And Daytona with another man in scoring position with two outs. Two runs in for Daytona in the fourth on two hits. Looking to add, hit high in the air to center. Dominguez drifting to his right. Now back a step or two. And he'll reach out away from his body to make the backhanded catch and end the inning. But Daytona picks up two runs on two hits and leave a man on base at the end of three and a half. 5-1 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Julian Maggie R. back to work. Bottom of the fourth inning. He's got a five run. He's already punched out a career high tying 7 tonight. Antonio Gomez, Marcos Cabrera, Ben Cowles. Heart of the Tampa order due up in the inning. Gomez hit by a pitch his first time. Takes up and away for ball one. Righty's 1-0. And Gomez swings through the snapdragon. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona, 5 runs, 5 hits. No errors. They have left 5 tonight. As Aguiar hits the outside corner, it's 1-2. Tampa, a run on 2 hits. No errors. They have left 2 tonight. 2-strike pitch from Aguiar. This one off the end of the bat right side and through the vacated hole for a base hit. Layton was shaded up the middle. And a big space between the first baseman Callahan and the second base Pag. And so Antonio Gomez aboard to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Now it's Marcos Cabrera. Struck out looking in his first trip. He is 0 for 1. Take a look around the FSL here in this fourth inning. First pitch to Cabrera, fastball in. Off the plate at 94, it's 1-0. 3 games outside of this one in progress. 1 game washed out. That was in St. Lucie. Mets and Blue Jays rained out as Cabrera out of play up the first base line. It's 1-1. They'll make that up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader starting at noon. Shadows almost completely covering the diamond now. As Cabrera, off balance, swing and a miss. Try to hit the curveball. It's 1-2. Palm Beach at home against Lakeland. Top of the sixth inning. Cardinals a 1-0 lead. Matt Chamberlain with a sacrifice fly. 1-2. Struck him out. A career-high 8 strikeouts tonight for Julian Aguiar. Cabrera on the Uncle Charlie. One away in the fourth inning for the second baseman, Ben Cowles. Struck out looking against Aguiar to lead off in the second. He is 0 for 1. Righty comes set now the pitch. And Cowles takes down and away. Fastball at 95. It's 1-0. Matt Manning made a rehab start for Lakeland tonight. Did not allow a run on 2 hits. Did not allow a run over 2 innings. 1 hit, 1 walk, no strikeouts. As Cowles takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Manning, former first-round pick of the Tigers, once lost a pitcher's duel with Daytona reliever Dennis Boatman back in high school. As Cowles looks at another strike, 94 away, it is 1-2. Elsewhere, middle of the fifth inning in Bradenton, Marauders a 2-1 lead on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Michael Escoto, former Yankee prospect, his solo home run is second for the Marauders as Cowles takes high. It's 2-2. Escoto going to Pittsburgh in the deal that netted New York Jameson Taillon. 2-2. This one a chopper to third. Triana Fields on to second for one. Layton back to first. Double play. Inning over. 5-4-3 around the horn. Aguiar picks up his career-high 8th K and faces the minimum in the inning thanks to the ground ball. No runs, 1 hit, nobody left. 4 innings complete. Daytona a 5-1 lead here from Tampa, Florida.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it. Hey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Ryan Anderson out for his second inning of relief for Tampa. Daytona a 5-1 lead in the opening game of the six-game set. First pitch of the frame to Hayden Jones, taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Jones, Astudillo, Fernandez. The three set to bat for the Tortugas in the inning. Jones has walked both times as he swings and misses there. It is 0-2. Continue our look around the FSL here on this Tuesday night. Daytona 3 in the second, 2 in the fourth. Tampa's only run in the bottom of the first. The lefty's 0-2. That misses down. Jones, good job to lay off. It is 1-2. We mentioned Bradenton, a 2-1 lead at home against Jupiter. Michael back from injury has homered. 1-2 pitch. This is a ground ball up the middle. Diving play by Cowles to his right, but underneath his mitt and in his center field, a base hit. Hayden Jones on base for the third time tonight. He continues his strong offensive play since the start of June. And Daytona has a leadoff man on here in the fifth inning. Brings up Wilfred Astudillo. Switch hitter will bat from the right-hand side with the lefty on the hill. Has struck out and singled tonight. 1-2. Luis Palacios starting in that game for Jupiter. Hammerhead's already into the bullpen. This ball goes skee ball off the left shin guard of the catcher Gomez, high into the air and off the netting. And easily on his second base goes Jones on the wild pitch. He's in scoring position with nobody out. Bradenton into their bullpen already. Only other game going on is in Fort Myers. Their last game rained out here in Tampa on Sunday. They have a 5-3 lead on Clearwater in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Astudillo was low, and so is the second. 2-0. Kalei Rosario, solo home run for the Mighty Muscles, his 10th of the year. Anderson's 2-0, and Astudillo steps into the bucket on the changeup. Nice pitch from Anderson. It's 2-1. Travis Adams on the mound for Fort Myers. For Clearwater, they've given the ball to Starlin Castillo. Lefty's 2-1. That down and in for ball three. Tampa pitchers tonight not exactly lit up the strike zone. Been a grand total of 102 pitches from the two arms already. Only 54 have been strikes. Elvin Fernandez on deck, the 3-1. And Astudillo takes low for ball four. Another walk earned by Daytona's offense here today. That is the seventh free pass earned. And Daytona with two on, nobody out for the shortstop, Elvin Fernandez. Fernandez, ground ball into a fielder's choice. His last time up has also flied out to center. Lefty's first pitch. And Fernandez, a foul tip into the glove of the catcher Gomez. It is 0-1. Fernandez, 5-for-21 in July. That's 60 points all this year. As this one sent to the screen, it is 0-2. Fernandez 2-for-11 in that Mets series. With one of those two hits, a home run. Jones at second, Astudillo at first. Anderson's 0-2 pitch, and Fernandez chases for strike three. Got him on the changeup down. Third strikeout tonight for Anderson, one away in the fifth. Brings up the switch-hitting left fielder, Luis Chevalier. Chevalier has walked and struck out. He's also scored a run tonight. Has one for his last 16 coming into play today. Is this one line right at the third baseman, Cabrera. Jones cut off the second base bag, was halfway to third on that ball in the air. And Cabrera a throw on to second for the force, and Daytona doubled up to end the inning. Chevalier hit it well, but an atom ball and a 5-4 double play ends the inning for Daytona at the plate. No runs, one hit. One left, four and a half complete. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Are back out for the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Justin Rock with you here from George M. Stein Brenner Field. 7-8-9 due up for the Tarpons in the inning. Madison Santos grounded out to second his first time. And the lefty batter takes high for ball one. Santos, Richardson, and Rice, the three due up in the inning against Julian. That breaking ball. Backdoors him on the outside half. It is 1-1. Santos played 23 games with Tampa last year. Back again this season. This off the end of the bat to second. Leighton fielding to his right, throwing on the move from the infield grass. And the submarine slash sidearm throw in plenty of time. Nicely done by Leighton. One out in the fifth for the left fielder, Grant Richardson. Richardson struck out his first time. He is 0-1. 17th round pick of the Yankees last year out of Indiana in the Big Ten. Aguiar's first pitch, and the lefty hitter sends this one out of play towards the third base seats. It is 0-1. Richardson 2-for-9 in that Fort Myers series with a double and an RBI. Had an outstanding month of June. Hit 362 for Tampa. Well, this time a swing and a miss. And Aguiar ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. A lot of pop for Richardson. Some of the best exit velos back on the backfields after being drafted last year. As Aguiar misses outside with the curve, it is one ball and two strikes. Third baseman Triana off the line, the 1-2 pitch, got him swinging. Back foot breaking ball. Ninth strike at most by a Daytona pitcher in a single game this season. Two out in the fifth inning for the DH, Ben Rice. Rice struck out his first time. He is 0-1. Righty deals.
Now one low, 1-0. Javi Rivera struck out 9 against the Mets last week, as did Jose Franco on Sunday, and now Aguiar has done it as Rice clubs one, a deep right, forget it. That one all the way to the back of the outfield bar beyond the right field fence. 111 miles an hour off the bat, 368 feet. And the Tarpons have their second run. It is 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rice did not miss it. Third home run, 12th RBI. And Tampa back within 3 on the home run off Aguiar. Both of Tampa's runs tonight have come on solo blasts. The other off the bat of the man at the plate and Alexander Vargas on the first pitch of the first inning. And Julian misses outside for ball one. Aguiar up over 70 pitches here tonight. Season total or season high for him was 74 back on May the 4th. As that one hits the top of the zone, it is 1-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from George M. Steinbrenner Field. Daytona a 5-2 lead as this one on the ground at first. Fielded on the forehand by Callahan, underhand flip to the pitcher Aguiar covering to end the inning. Tampa gets another run back on the long Ben Rice home run, but Daytona holds a 3-run lead after 5. 5 innings complete, 5-2 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a 3-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players encouraged off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the 3-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Sixth inning, call to the bullpen for the Tarpons. Daytona a 5-2 lead. Danny Watson, new arm in the game for the Tarpons, will face 9-1-2 in the Daytona order. Rafael Franco has a walk and a home run, is driven in 2 tonight. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Watson, 6'7". 235 pounds, 21 years old from Albany, New York. And a sidearm delivery draws a swing and a miss. It is 0-2. 15th round pick of the Yankees last year was Watson, making his 25th appearance. The 0-2 pitch, and Franco a little dribbler to the right side. Fielded by the first baseman Garcia, can't find the handle, and everybody's safe. Rafael Franco on base for the third time. Imagine that'll go as an error on the first baseman. That allows Daytona to put the leadoff man on in the sixth inning. Just could ball to the pitcher over to cover. So back to the top of the order, and Austin Callahan has walked twice, a 2-run single and a run scored. And the first pitch to the lefty batter is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Watson 4-3, a 2.97 ERA, one save, 24 hits in 36 and a third innings, 22 walks, 38 strikeouts, the 0-1. And Callahan, a hard ground ball, kicks off the cleats of the pitcher and rolls into shallow right field. This is going to be extra bases as Callahan gets all the way to second base on the kick by the pitcher. Well, Paul O'Neill's going to get his number retired in the Bronx by the end of the season. He probably has the most famous kick in baseball history, ironically enough, for the Reds. Back in the early part of his career, the Tarpons will send the pitching coach Grayson Crawford out to the mound along with the trainer Brandon Rodriguez to make sure the right-hander Watson is all right. After getting a ball off the heel or maybe the side of his cleats, one of the most unique doubles Austin Callahan will ever get, his eighth of the year. He's on base for the fourth time tonight, and everything okay with Watson. He'll stay in the ballgame. A 103-mile-an-hour grounder off the lower body of the Tampa reliever. So second and third and nobody out. Daytona leading by three, and Michel Triana takes ball one. Triana 0 for 3 tonight, has struck out his last two times up, has also flied out to left. Infield comes in for Tampa, a 1-0. And Triana takes inside, it's 2-0. Opponents hitting a .186 off Watson so far this year. Appearing for the Flyers, they're an inning and two-thirds scoreless as this foul to the screen. It is 2-1. Retired all five men he faced. Struck out two. Watson, the Yankees' 15th round pick last year out of ECU. The 2-1. This one hits Triana. Or did it hit the bat? No, it hit Triana. And he's awarded first base by Connor McKenna. Caught him up and in. And the Tortugas have the bases loaded now with nobody out for one of the few men who have hit a grand slam for them this year in Jack Rogers. Rogers, RBI single to left his last time, has also struck out twice today. An error, a double, and a hit batter have him loaded as Rogers, a violent swing and a miss, fastball up at 91. It is 0-1. Final line for the righty, rather the lefty, Ryan Anderson. Goes two innings, allows two runs on three hits. Walked two, struck out three, did give up the home run to Franco. A wild pitch as Rogers drives one out to left, back into his right. Richardson towards the warning track makes the catch over his shoulder. Tagging from third is Franco. He'll score standing up. It's a sacrifice fly for Jack Rogers. His 23rd RBI of the year, his second of the night. And Daytona promptly gets that run back. It's back to a four-run game, 6-2. Everyone else will stay put. Callahan remains at second, Triana at first, with one out for Stephen Layton. Singled his first time up and scored. Since then, a couple of fly balls. One to left and one to center. Look towards second base, the pitch. And Layton takes a strike. Slider away, it is 0-1. But Anderson tonight, 36 pitches, 20 strikes in his relief appearance. The 0-1, Layton a swing and a miss. The ball glances off the glove of the catcher, Gomez. And that's going to get rid of a potential inning-ending double play. Likely to be a passed ball on Gomez, allowing Callahan to take third and Triana to advance to second with an 0-2 count. Brief meeting between the pitcher and catcher halfway between home and the hill. And everyone heads back to their normal spots. Twilight sky here in Tampa. Lights having more and more of an effect as the game between the Reds and Yankees just gets underway in the Bronx. Delayed for a while due to weather. The 0-2 struck him out swinging. Layton losing his balance on the slider away. First strikeout tonight for Watson. Two out in the sixth inning. Brings up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones has walked twice and singled. Has also scored a run. Jones hits now in 13 of his last 16 games dating back to the 12th of June a month ago. And he takes outside for ball one. Jones, including tonight, 17 for 52 in that span. That's a cool 327 batting average. 1-0. Jones takes low. Count 2-0. Daytona a run in on a hit. Here at the top of the sixth, they have second and third and two out, leading by four. Watson, the third arm Tampa has used tonight. 2-0 pitch, and Jones out in front. It is 2-1. Just above the belt is Watson, the 2-1. And Jones takes down and away. It is three balls and one strike. Wilfred Astudillo waits on deck. The 3-1 pitch. And Jones fouls it away. Off the handle, it's a full count. Third, he reached on the double. Triana on the hit by pitch is at second. Payoff pitch inside for ball four, and Hayden Jones is on again. Third time he has worked a walk tonight. Fourth time he has reached base successfully, and the bases are loaded once again for Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo has singled and walked his last two times, struck out his first trip. Switch hitter will bat from the left-hand side against the righty. Kicks and fires, and Astudillo swings through a fastball up at 91. It is 0-1. American flag out in left center, still blowing from left to right. Blue sky and clouds for the most part still hanging overhead. Sunlight has dissipated. Some strands of gold out beyond the batter's eye in center. The 0-1 down and away. And Astudillo runs it even, one ball and one strike. Tona has a run in on the Jack Rogers sack fly. Have scored in all the even-numbered innings tonight. 1-1 pitch outside for ball two. Daytona been very patient tonight at the plate. Drawn eight walks and been hit by a pitch. Callahan at third, Triana at second, Jones at first with two out. The 2-1 of the switch hitter. Astudillo off the hands and back to the screen. It's 2-2. Watson's had to work in this inning. Next pitch will be his 25th. Astudillo, the seventh man to bat here in the sixth. 2-2. Outside, it's a full count, and that will start the merry-go-round. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, two out, ever. To set the payoff pitch, and Astudillo spoils that one. To the back of the third base seats. Remains a full count. Daytona, six runs, seven hits. No errors, six left tonight. Tampa, two runs on four hits. An error, they have left two. A payoff pitch. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the fastball up and in at 92. And Watson strands him loaded in the sixth inning, but Daytona scores a run on a hit, one error, the bases left full. To the bottom of the sixth, Daytona a 6-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Julian Aguiar's night is done after a career-high 9 strikeouts. Javi Rivera, the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month for June, on to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Tampa changeup. As Dominguez, 3 weeks early, it is 0-1. Dominguez, Garcia, and Gomez, the 3-2 up against Javi in the inning. Dominguez 1-for-2, and he takes outside. It is 1-1. Rivera, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, 22 years old, from St. Cloud, Florida. A 1-1. This is the outside half. It is 2-1. Reds' 20th round pick last year out of Florida Atlantic University. Rivera's 2-1. That sails up and away. It is 3-1. Javi making his 16th appearance, 7th out of the bullpen. 2-3, a 2.76 ERA. 3-1 to Dominguez. This one in the air, left side in the seats. It's a full count. Rivera, 43 hits allowed in 58 and two-thirds innings, just 11 walks and 70 strikeouts. A 204 opponent average entering play here on Tuesday. The 3-2, low ball 4. And Dominguez aboard with a leadoff walk here to start the sixth inning. Just the 12th walk allowed by Rivera all year long. Sends up the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Has walked and struck out tonight. He is 0-for-1. Rivera against the Mets last Wednesday. No decision. Gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 5 innings. Snapped a 16 and two-thirds inning scoreless streak. First pitch, and Garcia early. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1 on the change. Did give up a 2-run home run to Omar De Los Santos, Rivera did. Walked one and struck out a career-high 9. The 0-1 runner goes, pitches high, and Jones lost it on the transfer. Stolen base for Jason Dominguez. Count 1-1 on Garcia. Dominguez in scoring position with his 18th stolen bag. Final line was 5 innings, ties a career best. Gives up 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits. Walked one, a career-high 9 strikeouts. Did give up a pair of solo homers as this one fouled off the handle. It is 1-2. Aguiar did hit a man. 73 pitches, 48 strikes tonight. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. Man at second, nobody out here in the sixth. Rivera's 1-2. Outside and low. And it's even 2-2. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here in this sixth inning. Let you know what's going on top to bottom in the Cincinnati organization. Reds and Yankees at three different levels with the Yankees home for all three. As that one low. And the count full 3-2. Start at the Major League level. Yankees hosting the Reds at Yankee Stadium. That game scoreless in the bottom of the first was delayed a while. Had an hour delay at the start. Rivera's payoff pitch. And this one a little dribbler towards the left side. And through past the diving glove of Triana. A base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Dominguez. A seeing eye base hit to the opposite field for Anthony Garcia. And Tampa gets that run back. It's back to a three-run game. It is 6-3. Garcia with his team leading, or just one shy from the team lead with his 34th RBI. Just a soft ground ball off the end of the bat. Triana had a range of ways to his left to try and snag that baseball, but out of his reach. And so two batters into the sixth inning. Tampa back within three for the catcher Antonio Gomez. Been hit by a pitch and singled tonight. Righty against righty, and Rivera misses high for ball one. Rare struggle with the command to start tonight for Javi. But it is Garrett Cole against Graham Ashcraft in the Bronx. Goes the 1-0 pitch high, throw down by Jones, the tag by Layton, in time to get him. Oh, what a tag by Stephen Layton in front of the bag, able to whip it to his left and grab the leg of Garcia before he can get to the bag. One out in the sixth inning. Second time Garcia has been caught tonight, and that was a benefit by the second baseman Layton. One and one, the count on Gomez. And this one pulled on the ground at third. Triana gobbles it up. Crow hop throw to first, two out. One in, two out in the sixth. Brings up Marcos Cabrera, has struck out both times tonight. But Jonathan India, Tyler Stevenson, Nick Senzel, the former Daytona players in the lineup for the Reds tonight. Former Daytona Cub leading off. Playing first base for the Yankees, that is DJ LeMahieu. Has that one in the dirt. 1-0. Gleyber Torres, a former Tampa Yankee, in the lineup as well. A 1-0 pitch. And Cabrera, high fly ball towards left. Racing towards the line to his right, Chevalier. Will he get there? Reaches back over his shoulder. He overran it and still makes the play to end the inning. Luis Chevalier, predominantly an infielder, making a great running catch back into his right. Was running so fast, nearly overplayed that baseball. And Daytona gets out of the inning with just the one run allowed. One run on one hit, and nobody left at the end of six. 6-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out and aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the seventh here in Tampa. Opening game of this series. Daytona a 6-3 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with Charter Bus Transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escotbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. I think they called an automatic strike on Ilvin Fernandez before the inning began. And the first pitch from the right-hander Watson up and in. To the very least, it is one ball. I do believe it is one ball and one strike. We'll see. The 1-0 pitch. Fernandez a check swing ground ball up the first baseline. And it's one ball, and it was indeed a automatic strike. So the count is 1-2. Fernandez 0 for 3, and make that 0 for 4 as he strikes out on the fastball away at 91. Third strikeout for Watson. One out in the seventh inning. Brings up the left fielder, Luis Chevalier. Chevalier has walked and scored, struck out and lined into a double play his last time. Watson from the first base side. First pitch high. And the count 1-0. Mentioned the Reds and Yankees playing in the Bronx. There is a score now on single, and the Yankees a 2-0 lead as this one out of play down the left field line by the Tortuga bullpen. It is 1-1. Lefty up and throwing down the right field line for the Tarpons. 1-1 pitch. The switch hitter sends that one out of play, left field line. Off the tarp, it is 1-2. Triple-A Louisville on the road tonight. That one up and away, 2-2. They're taking on also a Yankees affiliate, Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Louisville trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch on the inner half for strike three call. Chevalier was hopping out of the way, but Watson with his fourth straight out courtesy of the strikeout. Two out in the seventh for the nine-hitter Rafael Franco. Franco has reached all three times, a walk, a solo home run, an error. He has also scored twice tonight, two RBIs as well, as Franco takes a strike down and away. It's 0-1. Jose Barrero has an RBI for the bats tonight, joined by Alejo Lopez, Lorenzo Cedrola, T.J. Friedel as Tortuga alums in the lineup. As this one stroked on the ground at third, Cabrera to his left. Strong throw across the diamond in time. And Daytona goes in order in the seventh inning. Watson retires the side on 11 pitches. Time to get up and stretch here in Tampa. Yankees affiliate trailing the Reds affiliate 6-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas 6-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Javi Rivera back to work, bottom of the seventh inning, Daytona a 3-run lead. Cowles, Santos, and Richardson. 3-2 up for Tampa in the inning. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from George M. Steinbrenner Field. Ben Cowles grounded into a double play his last time up, 0 for 2. And the first pitch he sees nearly hits him with a breaking ball. Up and in, it's 1-0. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Tuesday night. 1-0. And Cowles a wave and a miss It is 1-1. Mentioned Scranton Wilkes-Barre, a 5-2 lead on Louisville in the sixth inning as Cals is swinging to miss 1-2. Oswaldo Cabrera, who had been rehabbing here in Tampa, rejoined AAA, homered tonight for the Rail Riders as Cals takes outside 2-2. Jonathan Loaisiga went back up to Scranton as well on a rehab stint. Gave up a run for the Rail Riders. 2-2 on the outside corner. Got him looking. Fastball on the outer half at 93. First strikeout tonight for Rivera. For the right fielder, Madison Santos. 0-2, a couple of ground balls to second tonight. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos Marlins Farm Club. As Rivera misses somewhere, maybe low, 1-0. That game just through the first inning. Andrew Abbott, former Tortuga, on the mound for the Lookouts as Santos takes up and away 2-0. Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, the Daytona alums in the double-A lineup. A 2-0, high for ball three. Jorge Soler, former Daytona Cub, batting second and DHing as a part of a rehab assignment for the Marlins, 0-1 tonight. 3-0 from Javi, and Santos may have swung at ball four, chased a fastball high. It is 3-1. High A Dayton played a matinee today against the Lake County Captains Guardians affiliate, the 3-1 high for ball four, and Rivera issues a one-out walk. Second walk allowed by Javi tonight. First time he's walked multiple batters in a single game since May the 31st in St. Lucie. Only the second time this year he has done that. And Tampa with one on and one out for Grant Richardson, who has struck out twice tonight. Rivera at the belt, the first pitch. And Richardson takes a strike. Down and in at 93, it is 0-1. But Lake County, a 1-0 win over Dayton today. Jose Torres, Daniel Veoheen, Tyler Callahan, Ruben Ibarra, Austin Hendrick, Justice Thompson, the Daytona alums in the high A lineup. As Richardson can't connect, it's 0-2. Miguel Medrano, former Tortuga, made the start, only gave up a run in four innings, but suffered the loss today. Runner leads off first with one out, the 0-2 pitch, and this one hit the line. It is still 0-2. Rest of the Reds organization today, complex ball. Dominican Summer League Reds falling on the road to the White Sox, 3-0 in seven innings. DSL Reds limited to just two hits. They fall to 12-14 on the year. The 0-2 pitch off the hands, and Richardson stays alive. Only other game for the Reds affiliates today. Arizona Complex League team will get underway starting at about 9 o'clock. They'll host the Athletics in Goodyear. ACL Reds, a 19-7 record, entering play here on Tuesday. Rivera throw over to first, and Santos able to get back. Reds did make a bevy of minor league moves today and major league moves for that matter. Carson Rudd added to Daytona's roster today from High A Dayton. Braylon Meniere has rejoined the Tortugas roster as well from the ACL. As Richardson goes fishing and comes up empty, strike three. Rivera punches him out on the changeup down. Second strikeout tonight for Javi, two out in the seventh. Brings up the DH Ben Rice, who hit a laser at 110 miles an hour for a home run to right his last time up. He is 1-2. But Carson Rudd, who was with Daytona last year, has rejoined the Tortugas roster. Missed a lot of time last year with the Tortugas with right shoulder tendonitis. At three saves, 33 strikeouts at 24 innings at High A. Braylon Meniere went back to Arizona a couple weeks ago. As Rice takes low, it's 1-0, and he dominated the ACL, appeared in seven games, hit .328 for 25. Two doubles, a homer, and seven RBIs. So the recently turned 19-year-old will rejoin the Tortuga infield, the 1-0. But Jacques Pouchot rejoining High A Dayton from the Complex League. Matt Pidich going up to Triple A Louisville from Double A. How about Ryan Olson, the former Tortuga in 18-19, reinstated off the IL. Will rejoin Double A Chattanooga. Is that up and away? It is 2-1. One on, two out. Bottom of the seventh, Daytona in front, 6-3. Miguel Hernandez, the shortstop, reinstated off the IL, was transferred to Double A Chattanooga. And Gene Correa signed to the Complex League, retroactive to yesterday, as Rice dies back again. Were a couple of interesting moves revolving around former Tortugas yesterday in the organization during the off day as well. Good news, Sam Benscooter made a rehab start for the ACL Reds as Rice takes a strike. Inside half, it's 2-2. Has been out for the last month or so with vertigo. So hopefully he'll be back in Daytona in short order. Brian Ray reinstated off the suspended list and assigned it to the Complex League from AA to get himself resituated. And a surprising one, James Proctor, who was part of that combined no-hitter against Jupiter last May, placed on the restricted list at Dayton. 2-2 pitch. Low, it's a full count. Top of the order, and Alexander Vargas represents the tying run on deck. A Proctor placed on the restricted list, normally reserved for players who are suspended or those who have retired in the Reds organization and have not seen anything about a suspension for Proctor, hoping for the best. 3-2, runner goes, and Rice sends it out of play. We'll do it again. Has had injury issues in the past, injury related that may cause him to hang up his cleats. A great young man, we wish James all the best regardless of what the situation is. Another payoff pitch coming. Rivera fires on the inside corner. Got him looking. Rivera strikes out the side in the seventh and strands a man aboard. No runs, no hits. One left on the walk. Seven innings complete. Daytona 6, Tampa 3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Go to the bullpen for Tampa as he moved to the top of the eighth. Really wish this name was on the pronunciation guide for the Tarpons. It is the left-hander Garrett Vangel. I'm hoping that's pronunciation. If I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, feel free to tweet at me at Justin Rock, R-O-C-K-E on Twitter. Or you can email me, Justin Rock, R-O-C-K-E, at DaytonaTortugas.com. Getting names right is pretty important for what we do here in a broadcast booth. So if anyone, a member of Garrett's family, let me know. If I'm butchering the name, please let me know. I want to get it right. 6'4", 210 Southpaw will turn 25, or rather 26 next month out of Houston, Texas. The first pitch to Austin Callahan, foul to the left. It is 0-1. Banjo out of Houston, Texas, 22nd round pick of the Yankees back in 2019. Making his 11th appearance, 1-1, a 4.73 ERA, the 0-1. Bouncing in the righty batter's box and to the backstop. It is 1-1. Callahan has singled and doubled tonight, driven into, scored a run, has also walked twice. And on base four times. Lefties 1-1. Breaking ball atop the zone. It's 1-2. Vangel, two saves, 13 hits, and 13 and a third innings, nine walks, 19 strikeouts. A 260 opponent average, the 1-2, and Callahan laces it foul. Out of play to the left. It'll remain at one ball and two strikes. Vangel earned the win his last time out, game one of a doubleheader against Fort Myers. That was on Thursday. Inning in a third, scoreless, struck out three. 1-2 pitch, and Callahan another foul ball out of play. Final line for the reliever, Danny Watson, tonight. Goes two innings, allows one unearned run on a hit. Walked one, struck out four. Did hit a batter, 37 pitches, 25 strikes, check swing. No, he did not. Behind first, it is 2-2. Talking about the Reds' roster moves the last couple days in the organization. Made a handful of moves at the major league level today involving a former Tortuga. Low and away, 3-2. But Albert Almora Jr., former Daytona Cub, placed on the IL. And Stuart Fairchild, 2018-2019 Daytona alum, recalled from AAA Louisville today. Payoff pitch, and Callahan out in front for strike three. Caught lunging at the 80-mile-an-hour slider. And Vangel with a strikeout for the first out in the eighth inning. Last name spelled V-A-N. Space Z-I-J-L-L. To imagine that's Dutch origin. As Triana takes a strike bottom of the zone, it's 0-1. Michelle hit by a pitch his last time, 0-3 tonight. The 0-1. And Triana, ground ball to the left side. Charging into his left, Cabrera throws on the move. In time for the out, two away in the eighth inning. Now it's Jack Rogers. RBI single and a sac fly, 1-3 tonight. But Fairchild has bounced around quite a bit since the pandemic. Was in the Reds organization through the 2019 season during the pandemic shortened season in 2020. Was traded to the Diamondbacks in the deal that netted Cincinnati Archie Bradley. Is that down and away for ball one? Made his major league debut last year with Arizona, appeared in 12 games. Then this year was DFA'd, claimed off waivers by his hometown Mariners, appeared in three games there. Went 0-3. As Rogers can't connect, it's 1-1. Then was designated for assignment again, picked up by the Giants. Appeared in five games there, went 0-8. And reclaimed by the Reds, the team that drafted him in the fourth round in 2017, rather the second round. That one low, it's 2-1. I was thinking back to Stu's number in Daytona, war number four. 2-1 pitch. Rogers a chopper towards second. Backing up on it, Cowles from the outfield. Grass throw to first. Pulls Garcia a little bit towards home plate, but keeps his back foot on the bag, and Daytona goes in order. In the eighth, Tampa pitching has found their groove. They have retired seven in a row. To the bottom of the eighth, Javi Rivera back to work. Daytona a 6-3 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
As we move on to the bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona a 6-3. Vargas, Dominguez, and Garcia. Vargas has homered tonight, and he's out in front of the changeup to start the eighth. It's 0-1. Since the home run to lead off the game has struck out and grounded out. As that pitch misses, it is one ball and one strike. Quarter to nine here in the East. The 1-1 to the infielder. And Vargas swings and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Jones. And the count moves to 1-2. Tampa in the navy pinstriped home whites tonight. Tortugas in the road grays. Series will continue tomorrow night. 6:30 scheduled first pitch once again. Our coverage will start at 6:15. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. It's 2-2. Daytona will give the ball to the right-hander Tanner Cooper tomorrow night. 2-2 pitch up and away for a full count. Tyrone Yuley expected to get the ball for Tampa tomorrow. Payoff pitch outside and high ball four. Rivera lost him. First time he's walked three batters in a game in his career. And now it is Jason Dominguez. Walked, stole a base, and scored the game's most recent run against Rivera back in the sixth. So Tampa has the leadoff man on. Dominguez has also singled tonight and struck out 1-2. Switch hitter batting lefty, and he swings and drives one deep down the left field line. This one hooking foul. Left of the pole, it is 0-1. Daytona 3 in the second inning. 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth. Tampa with single runs in the first, fifth, and sixth. The 0-1 runner goes, skips over the glove of the shortstop Fernandez. And backed up by the second baseman Layton. Was an accurate throw, it appeared. But Fernandez could not pick it up on the bounce, and so Vargas steals second base. And the count 1-1. Vargas with his 20th stolen bag of the year. Rivera's 1-1. This one yanked foul towards the Tampa dugout. First base side, it's 1-2.
Everybody left your hand.
Daytona, 6 runs, 7 hits. No errors. They have left 9 tonight. Tampa, 3 runs on 5 hits. 1 error. They have left 3. Set the 1-2. This one ripped into right field. That one down for a base hit. Will roll to the wall. Vargas will walk home. Throw in from Rogers towards second base. Dominguez is safe. somehow got in underneath the tag from Fernandez. A great throw from the outfield wall by Jack Rogers. Looked like it beat him. It'll be an RBI double for Jason Dominguez, his 17th two-bagger, his team-leading 36th RBI, and Tampa will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out here in the eighth inning. It is 6-4. A 109-mile-an-hour double for Jason Dominguez. And a power bat in the form of Anthony Garcia stepping in. Garcia singled to left to drive in a run his last time. Has also walked and struck out. And he swings and grounds one to first. Runner will advance to third as the ball picked up by Callahan will take it to the bag himself. One out. So a man at third, one away for the catcher Antonio Gomez. Grounded out to third his last time. Has also been hit by a pitch and singled tonight. 6-4 Daytona here with one out in the eighth. And Rivera's first pitch fastball is high. It is 1-0. Javi ready. 1-0 outside. Trying to curve ball, missing down and away. It is two balls and no strikes. Rivera entering play tonight. 69% strikes for the season. Has thrown only two more strikes than balls today. As late on that heater is Gomez. It's 2-1. 92 miles an hour from Rivera up in the zone. There is somebody throwing out in left for Daytona. Javi rests that glove underneath his chin as he gets the sign from Jones. A 2-1. Strike at the letters. It's 2-2. Dominguez, the man at third, a run in with one out. Rivera's 2-2 pitch. Line drive center field. That one's down in front of Franco, a base hit. Dominguez will score. RBI single for Antonio Gomez, and Daytona's four-run lead has been cut to one. It is 6-5 with one out in the eighth, and the go-ahead run coming to the plate. A 104-mile-an-hour single off the bat of Gomez. His 21st RBI. And the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Marcos Cabrera. As a pitch clock violation called, I believe, on the batter. And that gives Rivera an early 0-1 count. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Jones. I do believe it is no balls and two strikes. Runs in on two hits here in this eighth inning. A walk, a double, and a single have cut Daytona's lead down to one. The 0-1. Strike on the outer half. Strike three call. Cabrera thought he had another one coming, but the automatic strike to start the plate appearance rings him up. Rivera with his fourth K. Two out now in the eighth for Ben Cowles. Cowles has struck out looking twice and grounded out to third. That was a double play back in the fourth inning. Righty against righty. And Cowles can't get around on the fastball in at 93. It's 0-1. Daytona will have the heart of their order due up in the ninth. Leighton, Jones, and Astudillo. The 0-1. That fastball up and away. Taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Cowles, plenty of power. During spring training this year, homered over the George M. Steinbrenner Field video board in a spring training game against the Phillies. Runner leads off first, the 1-1. And another fastball sizzles by him up in the zone. It's 1-2. Rivera trying to keep this lead intact. Entering the final inning of regulation. Gomez leads off first. The 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Chase the slider down and away, and Rivera keeps the lead intact into the ninth. But Tampa picks up two runs on two hits and leave the tying run aboard. To the ninth, Tampa trailing Daytona 6-5 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Tampa, as he moved to the top of the ninth inning, it is the right-hander Jack Neely who has come on in relief. Neely standing at 6'8", 225 pounds, 22 years old from San Antonio, Texas. Yankees' 11th round pick last year will face the heart of Daytona's order, looking for some insurance. At one point, a four-run Daytona lead has been whittled to one. Layton, 1-for-4 with a single tonight, will lead off against Neely. Jones, Astudillo to follow. First pitch to the righty batter. Line drive left field coming on. Richardson, a little bunny hop. Able to make the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. One pitch, one away for Hayden Jones. Jones has reached all four times tonight, a single and three walks. He's also scored a run in this one. Numbers for Neely, making his 28th appearance, 2-1, a 4.5 ERA. Four saves, 31 hits in 38 innings. This is a ground ball off the bottom of his cleat. Rolls towards the third base side, picks it up, and throws it up the right field line, but will not go far enough away for Jones to consider advancing to second. We'll see how that one is scored, but that's the second time a Daytona batter has hit a Tarpon pitcher in the foot. Callahan for a ricochet double. This time, Hayden Jones reaches. Still haven't seen how they scored that. But Daytona one on and one out for Wilford Astudillo. Astudillo has singled and walked, has also struck out twice tonight. Switch hitter batting lefty against the righty. And the breaking ball finds the outside half. It is 0-1. Neely, 21 walks, 67 strikeouts in his 38 innings this year, the 0-1. And Astudillo, another one out of play. It is 0-2. That did go down as an infield hit for Hayden Jones. So make that 2-for-2 tonight. The Tortuga catcher. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Tampa, Florida. Tortugas nursing a one-run, 6-5 lead. Neely's 0-2 pitch taken down. It is one ball and two strikes. Final line for the man he took over for, Garrett Vangel. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout. 14 pitches, 9 strikes. 1-2. Backdoor breaker misses down and away. It is 2-2. Neely pitching for the first time since Saturday. Gave up two runs in two innings against Fort Myers as Astudillo takes inside. He thinks that's ball four. It's 3-2. Astudillo flipped the bat towards the third base dugout. And had to head back to home plate as that was only a 2-2 count. And And the crowd here in Tampa having some fun with La Tortugueta. So now a payoff pitch coming. And the righty steps off. Tampa will have 7, 8, and 9 due up in the bottom of the ninth. Against the Daytona bullpen. As Astudillo takes low, now it's ball four. And Daytona with back-to-back one-out base runners here in the ninth. With a shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. Fernandez, 0 for 4, has struck out twice, grounded into a fielder's choice, and popped up to center. Two on, one out. Look towards second, the pitch, and Fernandez can't get around on 97. Dipping out of the zone, it's 0-1. Jones, an infield base hit. He's at second. Astudillo walked. He's the man at first, the 0-1. And Fernandez takes another one. Outer half at 97. It's 0-2. Luis Chevalier, left fielder in the on-deck circle for Daytona. Tortugas just 2 for 11 with runners in scoring position tonight. The 0-2 pitch, and Fernandez a ground ball, foul. Wide of the third base bag. It broke his bat in the process. Barrel went about halfway up the third base line between the mound and the base pad. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Tortugas have played a bevy of one-run games recently. Four of the six games in that Mets series decided by a single run. The 0-2 pitch. Fernandez a flare and a shallow left coming on. Richardson will make the catch right by the bill of that Navy lid for the second out. Richardson playing shallow. That helped him out coming in on that ball. Brings up the switch hitter, Luis Chevalier. Daytona now 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position tonight. It's been one of their Achilles heels all season long. Chevalier has walked tonight. He's also struck out twice and lined out to third. Jones at second, Astudillo at first. And Chevalier takes down and away for ball one. It's cooled down a little bit here in Tampa. 87 degrees, but it still feels like it's in the mid-90s. 95 the real feel at the moment. 1-0. Chevalier waves through high fastball. It is one ball and one strike. Two on, two out, top of the ninth. Daytona holding on to a 6-5 lead. They have held leads of 5-1 and 6-2 tonight. Tarpons have scored the last three with one in the sixth and two in the eighth. 1-1 pitch. Chevalier takes a called strike ball, unable to be squeezed by Gomez, rolls to his right. No advance from any of the base runners. It's 1-2. Rafael Franco, the center fielder, has a couple of knocks tonight, hoping for a chance on deck. Righty leans in over his front left leg for the sign. A peek back towards second, the 1-2 pitch. Taken down and away. Could not hit the outer corner with the backdoor slider. It is 2-2. Tampa, a 2-2 pitch, and Chevalier a high fly ball. Left-hand side, this one will head towards the breezeway between the upper and lower seating bowls. It stays at two balls and two strikes. Tampa entered play today, winners 7 of their last 10. Daytona had dropped 7 of their last 10 entering tonight. A 2-2 pitch off the outside edge. It's a full count. According to the Hawkeye data, that pitch not as close as it appeared. So that'll put the merry-go-round in motion with a force at all three infield bases. With two out and a payoff pitch on its way. Here it comes. Inside ball four, and they're loaded. Just off the inside corner. And Neely walks his second batter of the inning. And Daytona has him loaded now with two out for Rafael Franco. Franco has reached base three times tonight. A bases loaded walk that tied the game in the second. Hit a solo home run in the fourth, reached on an error, and came around to score in the sixth. Grounded out to third his last time in the seventh. And the first pitch fastball nearly sails over the head of everybody. Gomez out of his crouch to control it. It's 1-0, and before that pitch could even make it back to the mound, Grayson Crawford, the Tampa pitching coach, out of the first base dugout. Neely up at 20 pitches in the inning. Daytona, an infield single, and two walks have him loaded. Looking to add some insurance to their one-run 6-5 lead. Brief conversation between Crawford, Neely, and the Tampa infield. As Franco will step back in, Austin Callahan, first baseman who's had an excellent game tonight, is on deck. The righty's 1-0. Knee-high strike. Down and in, it's 1-1. Jones at third, Astudillo at second, Chevalier at first. The 1-1 to Franco. And he chases that slider down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Nasty pitch. And Neely a strike away from getting out of Dodge here in the ninth inning. It'll be Santos, Richardson, and Rice. Should anyone reach Vargas and then Dominguez in the ninth inning for Tampa? A 1-2 pitch. Outside, it's 2-2. Try to paint the black with 96, but yanked it too far outside. Neely ready. At the letters, the 2-2. Struck him out on the high fastball. Dialed it up to 96, and Daytona leaves him loaded in the ninth. No runs, one hit. The bases left full. The Tortuga is going to try and close out a one-run win. They lead 6-5. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our dailylunch.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
we go. Bottom of the ninth inning. Call to the bullpen for Daytona. It is the right-hander Owen Holt will take over on the hill for the Tortugas. We'll face off against 7, 8, and 9 in the Tampa lineup. And the first pitch to Santos, a check swing, but a called strike anyway. It is 0-1. Santos walked his last trip. 0-2 tonight with a couple of ground balls to second. Righty Holt's 0-1. Outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Holt standing 6'2", 228 pounds, 23 years old, from Houston, Texas. Reds' 16th round pick last year out of Alvin Community College. As that one on the outside, Black, it's 1-2. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Holt. Owen coming into play today, making his 16th appearance. 2-1 record, a 1.93 ERA. The 1-2 pitch, a little bit high. And Santos lays off, it's 2-2. Holt, 18 hits allowed in 28 innings, 11 walks, 34 strikeouts. A 180 opponent average entering play here on Tuesday. 2-2. Struck him out. Got him on the slider. And Santos waves through it. Brings up Grant Richardson. 0-3 with 3 Ks tonight. Owen Holt pitching for the first time since last Monday. Did give up a couple runs over a career-high 3 innings against the Mets. Struck out a career-high 6, though. Righty against lefty. Richardson a lot of power. And he pops this one in the air. Third base side, a souvenir. It's 0-1. Daytona did make a couple of defensive changes prior to the start of this half inning. Jack Rogers, who was in right field, has moved over to left. And Fidel Castro, yes, Tampa Tarpon fans, Fidel Castro is now in right field. The 0-1 from Holtz. Outside. It is one ball and one strike. Final line for Javi Rivera. 3 innings. Gives up 3 runs on 3 hits. Walked 3. Struck out 5. 61 pitches. 35 strikes tonight. The 1-1 pitch. There's a line drive. Deflects off Holt and into center field. A base hit. The tying run is on with one out in the ninth. A 104-mile-an-hour single back through the box. And now the winning run will come up in the form of the DH, Ben Rice. Rice has already homered tonight. It won 110 miles an hour off the facing of the outfield bar in right field. That made it a 5-2 game at the time. Has sandwiched that home run with a couple of strikeouts this evening. Holt has one save this year. Came back on April the 28th against St. Lucie on the road as well. Righty against right, lefty, and this is a line drive center field coming on. Franco dives headlong, and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Rafael Franco. Just a few millimeters off the outfield grass. Makes a barrel rolling backhanded grab. The tip in the ninth. Franco, known for his defense in center, has done it with the bat tonight. And now flashing the leather. But Alexander Vargas, who is also homered tonight, represents the winning run at the plate. Walked his last time an inning ago, scored, runner goes, pitch is high, throw down by Jones, the tag, he is safe! Oh my, it was a bang-bang play at second. Fernandez tried to apply the tag on Richardson, but ruled safe by the umpire, Christian Argueza, and the tying run in scoring position. With a 1-0 count on Vargas. His 20th stolen base of the year. Rather, Richardson, excuse me, his 14th stolen base of the year. 1-0 on the batter, Vargas. The 1-0. This is outside. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Jason Dominguez has reached each of his last 3 plate appearances is on deck. A strikeout, a single, and a line drive to center. Stolen base and time called at home by Vargas. Riley gets the one he wants from Jones. Here's Holtz 2-0. Swing and a miss. Home run hack on the backdoor slider. But Vargas early, it's 2-1. Tortugas, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. 12 men left on base tonight. Tampa, 5 runs, 8 hits, an error. They have left 4. And Holt lifts his front leg and looks the runner back to second. Those 12 men left on base tonight will be something Daytona will be thinking about if they cannot get this last out. The 2-1-3. Changeup slipped out of Holt's hand. And now he's in danger of putting the winning run on base. Infield shifted for Vargas to pull slightly. 3-1. This one hit in the air to right. Castro waiting on it towards the line. He's got room. Uses two hands. Makes the catch, and you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. Owen Holt with his second career save. Strands the tying run at second base. And Daytona goes on the road to open up this six-game road swing and opens it up with a 6-5 victory over the Tampa Tarpons. On this Tuesday night, we'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Daytona hangs on and wins it by a final of 6-5. Don't go anywhere. The recap report, the happy recap, is next on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a 3-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised for and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the 3-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Like they do in the Bronx, win or lose, the velvety tones of Frank Sinatra echoing out over the speakers here at George M. Steinbrenner Field as the Daytona Tortugas stave off a valiant comeback from the Tampa Tarpons. They win it tonight by a final of 6-5. With the win, Daytona 6-10 now in the second half, 35-46 overall. Tampa with the loss, dropping to 10-5 on the second half, 37-44 on the campaign. Let's take you tonight. Was the right-hander Julian Aguiar to start against Zach Messenger. Tampa struck first in the bottom of the first inning on the very first pitch Julian Aguiar threw. Alexander Vargas sent it out by the Seminole Hard Rock Cabanas in right center. His home run gave the Tarpons an early 1-0 lead. But that lead would not last as Daytona would jump in front in the second and never relinquish that advantage the rest of the way. Stephen Layton led off the inning with a single. Advanced to second on a walk to Hayden Jones. After a wild pitch, advanced the runners to second and third. A strikeout and a flyout to center seemingly quelled the rally. But a walk to Luis Chevalier, another walk to Rafael Franco chased home the game's tying run. And then a two-run base hit to center by Austin Callahan gave Daytona a 3-1 edge. In the fourth, they would add to it with one out on a 1-0 pitch. Rafael Franco sent one out in front of the video board in left center. His first home run of the year gave Daytona a 4-1 edge. But then Austin Callahan walked, stole second, and after Michel Triana struck out, Jack Rogers lined a single to left to make it a 5-2 game. Tampa in the bottom of the fifth inning would get one of those runs back with two outs. Ben Rice hit one deep to right for a solo home run, made it a 5-2 contest. But Daytona got that run back in the top of the sixth with a tally of their own. They loaded the bases with nobody out in the inning on an error, a double off the leg of the pitcher from Austin Callahan and a hit by pitch. Jack Rogers then hit a sac fly to left, made it 6-2. But a strikeout, a walk, and another strikeout limited the damage to just one. And then Tampa started chipping and chipping and chipping away. In the sixth inning, Dominguez walked, stole second, scored on a seeing eye single to left from Anthony Garcia. Then in the eighth inning, it was a leadoff walk to Alexander Vargas. He stole second, then scored on a double to right from Jason Dominguez. Dominguez just barely got in a second ahead of the throw by Rogers, made it 6-4. A ground out to first, advanced Dominguez to third, and then Antonio Gomez a single to right, made it a 6-4. Got back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. And then after Daytona stranded the bases loaded in the top of the ninth, the Tarpons got a one-out base hit from Grant Richardson, who would steal second with two out. But Alexander Vargas on a 3-1 pitch hit a lazy fly ball to right as Daytona wins it this evening by a final of 6-5. Winning pitcher tonight, Julian Aguiar, his league-leading seventh win of the year. Five innings, two runs, four hits, a walk, a career-high nine strikeouts. Zach Messenger, the loss. He drops to 0-6, gives up three runs on three hits. Five walks, four strikeouts in three innings. Save to Owen Holt, the second of his season and career. One shutout inning, a hit, no walks, and a strikeout. Final line score tonight. Daytona, six runs, eight hits, no errors. They left 12. Tampa, five runs, eight hits, one error. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a crowd of 924. Here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Let's take you through the day that was across the Florida State League and all of baseball. Two other finals in the FSL tonight. Lakeland rallies to defeat Palm Beach 2-1. And it was Bradenton, a 4-1 winner today at home against Jupiter. They are still going middle of the eighth inning in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles holding a 9-5 lead over Clearwater. St. Lucie and Dunedin rained out today. They'll play a doubleheader at noon tomorrow out at Clover Park. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. A lot of Reds and Yankees to start this week. At the Major League level, we have it Yankees and Reds at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees a 3-0 lead. Graham Ashcraft against Garrett Cole. Top of the ninth, Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders against the AAA Louisville Bats. Again, Yankees and Reds in minor league ball. Scranton an 11-2 lead in that one late. Bottom of the fourth inning, Double A Chattanooga trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Marlins Farm Club 2-0. High A Dayton losing a matinee earlier today to the Lake County Captains 1-0. Dominican Summer League Reds shut out in seven innings against the White Sox 3-0. And the ACL Reds a 1-0 lead on the Athletics. Top of the second in Goodyear, Ariel Almonte. A solo home run, his second of the year. Are Fronson got a Major League Baseball here on this Tuesday night as we near the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Guardians and White Sox playing a doubleheader. Cleveland taking game one 4-1. White Sox lead game two in the seventh 4-0. Marlins trailing the Pirates 3-2. Bottom of the ninth in Miami. Bottom seven in Toronto. Blue Jays a 4-3 lead on the Phillies. It's the Rays 3 and the Red Sox 2. Top of the seventh at the Trop. Bottom six, the Mets a 1-0 lead on the Braves. Bottom four in Minnesota, Twins and Brewers tied at 2. Jason Alexander against Josh Winder. Bottom four, Cardinals leading the Dodgers 5-1. Matthew Liberatore against Mitch White. Top five on the north side of Chicago. Cubs trailing the Orioles 3-2. Jordan Lyles against Adrian Sampson. Top of the fifth in Arlington, Rangers leading the A's 3-1. Couple of former Tampa stars, Glenn Otto Jr. against James Caprellian out in Arlington, Texas. Bottom of the fourth in Kansas City, Royals leading the Tigers 3-2. Chris Bubich against Bo Brisky. Middle of the third in Colorado, Padres leading the Rockies 1-0. Mike Clevenger against Austin Gomber. Angels and Astros scoreless in about a couple of minutes. They'll get underway. Noah Syndergaard against Luis Garcia. And coming up at 9:45, the Giants hosting the Diamondbacks. It'll be Logan Webb against Dallas Keuchel. Mariners and Nationals rained out tonight in D.C. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Our series here from George M. Steinbrenner Field will continue tomorrow. Once again, a 6:30 first pitch, 6:15. We will hit the airwaves with the pregame show. It'll be the right-hander Tanner Cooper for Daytona tomorrow. We'll hang with Mr. Cooper, 4-1, a 3.10 ERA. He'll go against the righty Tyrone Uhle, 2-2, a 4.64 ERA. Again, our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:30 first off right here from Tampa, Florida. That'll do it for us tonight as the Tortugas hang on to knock off the Tarpons by a final of 6-5 for our quartet of owners. Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, GM Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters. Back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa as the Tortugas hang on and win it tonight by a final of 6-5. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.